אנחנו לומדים את המאמר של בעל הסולם.
We're studying Baal HaSulam's article, The Wisdom of Kabbalah and Philosophy, we're continuing from the section Materialistic Psychology. The Wisdom of Kabbalah and Philosophy, Materialistic Psychology.
ומלבד שאין כאן המקום להתווכח.
Not only is it the wrong place to argue with them about their fabricated conjectures, but also the time of supporters of such views has already passed, and their authority revoked. Also, we should thank the experts of materialistic psychology for that, which built its plinth on the ruin of the former, winning the public's favor. Now everyone admits to the nullity of philosophy, for it is not built on concrete foundations. This old doctrine became a stumbling block and a deadly thorn to the sages of Kabbalah, because where they should have subdued before the sages of Kabbalah, and assumed abstinence and prudence, sanctity and purity before the sages disclosed before them even the smallest thing in spirituality, they easily received what they wanted from the formative philosophy. Without payment or price, they watered them from their fountain of wisdom to satiation and refrained from laboring in the wisdom of Kabbalah until the wisdom has almost been forgotten from Israel. Hence, we are grateful to materialistic psychology for handing it a deadly blow.
Maybe again?
הפסיכולוגיה המטריאליסטית. ומלבד שאין כאן המקום להתווכח בסברות הבדויות הללו עמהם.
Materialistic psychology. Not only is it the wrong place to argue with them about their fabricated conjectures, but also the time of supporters of such views has already passed, and their authority revoked. Also, we should thank the experts of materialistic psychology for that, which built its plinth on the ruin of the former, winning the public's favor. Now everyone admits to the nullity of philosophy, for it is not built on concrete foundations. This old doctrine became a stumbling block and a deadly thorn to the sages of Kabbalah, because where they should have subdued before the sages of Kabbalah and assumed abstinence and prudence, sanctity and purity, before the sages disclosed before them even the smallest thing in spirituality, they easily received what they wanted from the formative philosophy. Without payment or price, they watered them from their fountain of wisdom to satiation and refrained from laboring in the wisdom of Kabbalah until the wisdom has almost been forgotten from Israel. Hence, we are grateful to materialistic psychology for handing it a deadly blow. We're thankful to materialistic psychology. What is materialistic psychology? If you go today to academia, I haven't seen a course in materialistic psychology.
Yes, but today's psychology, you may call it, you may refer to it as materialistic psychology.
What turns it into materialistic, it's the experiments and...
Yes, they go hand in hand with medicine, with all kinds of experimentations and nature, and that's why it's called, it's defined as materialistic.
And he writes here that everyone admits to the nullity of philosophy, for it's not built on concrete foundations.
Yes.
The Kabbalist builds something on concrete foundations. But how does the Kabbalist know it's concrete foundations and not imagination like the philosophers?
Because it all comes out of his experience in life.
That's not understood, because a philosopher would also say it's out of his own experience.
No, but a philosopher cannot prove that he has it from life. Whereas a Kabbalist takes forces that exist in a person, forces of nature, natural forces, a desire to receive, a desire to bestow, all kinds of forces from man himself, and he discovers what is happening in the when these two forces are put together, when he puts those two forces together, and he develops this materialistic psychology. The difference between that and Kabbalah, and philosophy and Kabbalah, is that it engages in things that you can attain on our level and work with it.
Can?
בעל הסולם אומר ש...
הסולם says that
פילוסופיה הוקטה מכה ניצחת.
Philosophy was handed a deadly blow. And when we look today on the outside, we see that most, or you could say all opinions on the outside, are complete philosophy. There's no connection to reality where you really see what's happening, and when you see what people think, you see this gap, and you think that it's almost logical to them to say the opposite of what they see in reality. So it doesn't matter what there is in reality. I say, it doesn't matter if I see different things in reality. I'm going to stand on this opinion, and that's it. It's not just that's one person doing this. The whole system is operating this way. There's all these conceptions, these thoughts people have in their mind, and it doesn't matter what's happening in reality. I'm staying with that thought. So where is this deadly blow to to philosophy? Because all I see is this philosophy on the outside completely.
I don't quite understand you.
Bala Salam, as I understand, depicts a process where at a certain stage, materialistic psychology handed a deadly blow to philosophy.
Yes.
I say that if I look in the reality I live in, on the outside, I say that other than here, and other than the materials that we engage in on the outside, it's all philosophy. Just complete philosophy. So where is the deadly blow?
More opinions?
Good.
Seems, I think philosophy has disappeared, but it has been replaced, like Eyal says, with all kinds of inventions. People just believe whatever appears, surfaces in them. You could say that during the coronavirus period, all kinds of opinions came about, and people just go by what they think and what they read, etc.
Yes?
No.
I'll also add that the biggest problem in the young generation is that anyone can upload a clip to TikTok and it could be enough likes there, and it doesn't matter whether it's correct or incorrect, it's taken as a fact. And that's what we see today with the anti-Semitism that's also arising.
True.
No. Ken.
Ken.
You said earlier that today's psychology, you could say it's materialistic psychology. But I don't understand why we're thankful and nothing good comes of it, only depression and more difficulties. They don't speak about connection at all.
This is all up to you. You need to publicize the matter of connection. The importance of connection, how only this can bring us victory, or at least positive change.
Could you say that materialistic psychology has finished its role if it doesn't reach connection between people?
No, we don't see. We can't see neither the beginning nor the middle or the end of materialistic psychology.
Again.
I need to ask. I'm a friend in the group. We work on connection, we learn the material, lessons, etc. In parallel, there's psychology. There's a psychologist that I go to and a psychiatrist that I go to and take pills, etc. I don't consider stopping psychologists or psychiatrists and the pills. I need those. Kabbalah cannot replace for me the psychology and the psychiatry, etc. I'm very careful with materialistic psychology. I need it. Is that what it's talking about in our article? That Kabbalah can replace psychology and psychiatry?
No.
So what's it speaking about here?
Psychiatry cannot be replaced because this discipline works with chemical substances and they help bring about inner balance to a person, chemical. So when those things, or simple relaxants, and or even more serious medications, we live with them. We need them, so we need to continue.
I don't expect from the wisdom of Kabbalah to solve the psychological problems I have. I don't have any such expectation. I know that the importance of Kabbalah is the highest. It's at a higher level. And psychology is something that I need it for my health in order to participate in all the things.
That's true. That's correct. That's how it was. That's how it is. That's how it was. And that's how it will be. And we'll continue. Until the general atmosphere and humanity will change from the Creator, and then we'll be able to replace all these different means with one spiritual means, the light.
כן, יש לי גם שאלה.
I'll have a question.
בעל הסולם מכבד את הפסיכולוגיה, ובמה הוא מזלזל?
What does בעל הסולם respect about psychology, and what does he disrespect about psychology?
Psychology can help us in cases where it doesn't try to jump into spirit, but instead adds all kinds of medications and herbs and things of that nature, and then we accept it because that's what humanity has attained from nature. But more than that, we don't want to take from it.
Freud, for instance, and onward. How does Baal HaSulam relate to, for example, Freud?
Why can't they hear well?
שוב, פרויד, למשל, וכל הפסיכולוגיה שהתפתחה מאז.
Freud is an example, and all the psychologists that have developed since him. How does Baal HaSulam relate to them? Is that materialistic psychology, or is that connected to spirit, as you said, and comes to confuse humanity?
I think that Baal HaSulam treats all those things on the level of medications that help balance a person, but their philosophical side, he doesn't accept that.
The study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, does it correct a person's psychological problems?
Yes. But it's not coming as a medicine, as a remedy. Meaning, if a person is healthy, it advances him toward the purpose of creation. But a person who is unwell mentally, we should not do it, should not replace it. We should not actually engage in all those things, including the wisdom of Kabbalah. Okay?
So it seems as if humanity develops with all kinds of methods, as Baal HaSulam depicts. And in the end, there needs to be a certain spiritual layer above it all, meaning that humanity needs to progress in the end to spirituality.
It must advance and reach the level of the Creator.
What does that mean?
It would feel and know and be able to carry out actions in order to bestow. And then it will bring about a general balance, complete balance in of reality.
What is the role of the wise students within that process? How do they need to act? How do they need to act?
התלמידים שיושבים ושומעים כבר מבעל הסולם כבר הרבה זמן שהוא כותב
ומדבר. Baal HaSulam writes for a long time and he says that it's all heading to spirituality. So at the moment it's as if they're sitting patiently doing their work in a certain way, the Kabbalists, until humanity reaches a certain level. What do I need to do at that level, at that point?
Which point?
When humanity will be ready to take that layer of spirituality.
Then we connect there between us, and we are ready to receive the purpose of creation inside the vessel we have built.
That's
what we need to do. In effect, we need to connect our vessels, combine our vessels in a common vessel, receive all of the light of the purpose of creation, so it would fill us.
ויעלה אותנו לדרגת הבורא.
Raise us to the degree of the Creator.
בטוח שאנחנו בדרך לזה.
I'm certain we're on the right path to that. Although sometimes we feel like we fall, we don't know how to even ascribe ourselves to some world and or some method. But all of it is because the upper light is working on us in this way. So as it says, anything but leave. This is the most important. Anything but leave. You remember. We learned about it. We read about it. These things are very important. Let the upper light work on us.
כן, משה, מיכאל.
מה בזה שהאנושות עברה לפסיכולוגיה המטריאליסטית? דווקא מקרה.
In that humanity went to materialistic psychology, what brought it closer to the wisdom of Kabbalah?
אנחנו יותר מבינים בטבע שלנו ובמבנה האדם.
We understand more about our nature, about humans, the structure of human, this perception. It helps us investigate reality and see our place in it.
Whoever engages in philosophy, does he have no greater question about the meaning of life and the purpose of life? Than someone who doesn't engage in philosophy?
No.
That's unclear. Why does materialistic psychology have a certain engagement in?
Because psychology is connected to man, his perceptions. Psychology is more practical, more experimental, whereas philosophy can be completely disconnected from reality.
And
then the question is, what other transition needs to take place in order for humanity to go from psychology to the need for the wisdom of Kabbalah? What develops in a person so that he needs the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to answer his questions?
There are two things here. First, we can't do anything using psychology. And the second thing is that we have no choice. We are stuck. In the state where no matter what we take, we won't be able to advance in understanding the purpose
and
understanding life. And this state is extremely humiliating to us. It puts us down.
I want to
ask, is it in the point where a person starts looking at that in which he doesn't succeed? That he fails individually, and that's what opens him up to the society. And that there is no chance that something good could happen. Is that the transition to the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Yes. Meaning we will reach a state where either we're going to go back to small villages, or we're going up to the heavens.
And how can we, in the message, because as it currently appears, this message of connection is for the individual. Either he hears or he doesn't hear, and he could easily resist Lech.
And
how could we make it something of the group, of the nation, where a person understands that he cannot escape from that? That there is some sort of law that's acting on the society in which he lives. How could we discuss it in such a way? Could that even help?
I don't quite understand what you're saying. I understand only one thing. We are managed from above, and we need to advance. We need to advance on the path of materialistic psychology.
We need to show a person the progress in materialistic psychology until he reaches the need for the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Sure. It will pass. It will transition sort of gently, smoothly into the wisdom of Kabbalah.
כן, אז במשך לזה, באמת יצא לי כאילו פעם לעשות שתי
קורסים בפסיכולוגיה חברתית ומאוד
התפעלתי.
I once did two courses in social psychology and I was even impressed by the fact that lots of Kabbalah's basics exist in that. And the question is, how much can it join in the message and in dissemination, or should we detach them or...
No, we don't need. We need neither this nor that. No connection or no or disconnection. Just leave it alone. We need only one thing. For the connection between us, we build inside of us, specifically the connection between us, we build true reality.
Because you replied to Michael here that through psychology people will connect to Kabbalah. So how can people through materialistic psychology come to connect with the wisdom of Kabbalah?
We will talk about it still. We will talk about it.
The
will to receive and the will to bestow, are they equal to the same extent to a person's nature, to human nature?
Of course, the will to receive more.
But in a person, the potential exists for the will to bestow, right?
Only on the condition that it's in order to receive.
But
in any case, when Bala Sulam speaks about the psychological change, does that discuss the balance between
them? There's no balance between them. Where are you taking this from?
What is the small psychological change that Bala Sulam writes in another place that we need to do?
Let's see, find the place.
Ken.
Philosophers, they don't have the proofs. A philosopher comes, gives a theory, and some take it, some don't, and then psychology comes in, and then brings it into proof, and then everything has an experiment, and it has to be shown that it works.
That
inserted into this modern thought the need for proof. Now, that need for proof,
the
practical side of it will simply reveal that the boundaries of psychology, because there are many things that don't work out for them, and as much as they cannot prove, so at a certain moment, according to its laws, just like a scientist according to his laws, he cannot answer all the questions, and then they will seek something else. My impression is that that stage has already come. But the will to receive is stronger. Meaning, people, if there isn't some kind of shot thoughts that comes to a person, so the person doesn't make any step forward. And then he'll just say, it's all nonsense, psychology, psychology, philosophy, give me to eat and drink, and that's it. Meaning, I don't see the natural process of development here as if it's something in a person's awareness that they will come to a certain agreement,
no,
certain conclusion.
No, they won't come to that conclusion. The main thing for us is, for them, this is to pass the time nice and easy, and whatever will be, will be. No one thinks of the time to come.
Does the materialistic psychology, not what we learn at universities, but the that real psychological thought, could that be some kind of thing that mediates between a person who is not in the wisdom of Kabbalah and a person who's in Kabbalah? Is there a certain common ground there?
Look, these things are so wide, expansive, and everyone is wandering there. So it's hard to give precise definitions. For every science, for each branch, I don't know. I think that we are approaching approaching state of chaos and everything, and that might be good and right. Humanity will understand that it's reaching the end of its abilities and its powers, and it's not reaching the correct nature and the correct research and investigation, and that's how it will come about.
Can I ask another question? We, when we build connections with others who have no points in the heart, or, for example, our children, do we have control on the development of the point in the heart, or is our development only in order to bring them to a place where they, as if they become materialistic and realistic, and beyond that it doesn't depend on us?
Yes, I would say that yes.
But
we need to understand that we should also be a little bit above it, higher than that. We need to try to bring them at least into the doorway of a virtual world, if you can say that. And just like they understand naturally that there is still vegetative animate speaking and the forces between them, we also need to teach them a little bit that there are such types of natures that we cannot realize, fulfill, or not sense with our senses. And we need to engage with that as well.
Tov. Me. Lo hivante. Ken.
In all the articles of Baal Sulam and Rabash, there's a purpose, a hint
whether concealed or revealed, I can't understand the purpose, the goal of this article. What is he trying to tell us? He didn't just write something informative, that there's psychology, there's philosophy. What is the hint? What is he trying to hint to? He speaks from the space of attainment.
So
he sees there that this thing exists, and it can either help or hinder us. Well, what is he trying to say? What kind of weapon is he trying to provide us with this article? What's strong instrument? You know, all the things that Kabbalists write may help us bring the world to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
He wants to say that we need to reveal more forces, where without them, reality will not be understood.
Which means that each one of those things, psychology, philosophy, clinical psychology, it doesn't matter, it's part of the puzzle. And if it turns out that if one part of the puzzle, one piece leaves, the whole puzzle breaks down. So we shouldn't simply relate to it that it could help us if we accept it or we make a partnership for the advancement of the wisdom of Kabbalah. In my mind, we have no right of saying that something is completely not good, completely not suitable for us. We have to work with whatever is in our possession, whatever Kabbalists give us. They give us this hint, these vessels, this weapon, and turn them for the sake of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We can't just say that it doesn't exist and that's it.
Yes. That's what I reply to you. Yes.
Thank you.
So moving on.
No.
Same wise ones. The same philosophers. And also here.
Kuteret, Ani Shlomo.
I am Solomon.
The
above matter is much like a fable that our sages tell. Asmodeus, the devil, drove King Solomon 400 parsas from Jerusalem, a long way from Jerusalem, and left him with no money or means of sustenance. Then he sat in King Solomon's throne while the king was begging at the doors. In every place he went, he said, "I am Ecclesiastes." But none believed him. So he went from town to town, declaring, "I am Solomon." But when he came to the Sanhedrin, the sages said, "A fool does not utter the same folly all the time, saying, 'I was once a king.'" It seems as though the name is not the essence of a person, but rather the owner of the name is. Therefore, how can a wise man such as Solomon not be recognized if he is indeed the owner of the name? Moreover, it is the person who dignifies his name, and he should display his wisdom.
Yes, so why does he behave in such a way? Three preventions. What did not give him the opportunity to prove himself? Let's move on.
Three preventions. There are three reasons that prevent us from knowing the owner of a name. One, because of its truthfulness, the wisdom becomes clear only when all the details appear together. Therefore, before one knows the whole wisdom, it is impossible to see even a fraction of it. Thus, it is the publicity of its truthfulness that we need, so as to have enough prior faith in it to make a great effort.
פיזור הוצאה מרובה. המניע הבית הוא כי אשמדי השד.
Number two, just as Asmodeus, the demon, wore the clothes of King Solomon and inherited his throne, philosophy sat on the throne of Kabbalah with easier concepts to grasp, for the lies quickly accepted.
כי השקר מתקבל במהרה. ולפיכך,
therefore, there is a twofold trouble here. First, the wisdom of truth is profound and laborious, whereas the false philosophy is easily grasped. The second is that it is superfluous, because philosophy is quite satisfying.
Gimel.
Number three, as the demon claimed that King Solomon is mad, philosophy mocks and dismisses Kabbalah.
Ulam, kol od shehachokhma mit'ala.
However, as long as the wisdom is sublime, it is elevated above the people and separated from it. And because he was the wisest man, he was also higher than every man. Thus the finest scholars could not understand him, except those friends, meaning the Sanhedrin, to whom he taught his wisdom every day for days and years. They are the ones who understood him and publicized his name in the entire world. The reason for it is that wisdom is perceived in 5 minutes and is thus attainable by anyone who can be easily publicized and can be easily publicized. Conversely, a weighty concept will not be understood in less than several hours, and it may take days or years, depending on the intelligence. Accordingly, the greatest scholars will be understood only by a select few in the generation, since profound concepts are founded on much prior knowledge. It is therefore not surprising that the wisest of all men, who was exiled to a place where he was not known, could not demonstrate his wisdom or even show a hint of wisdom before they believed that he was the owner of the wisdom. Hence, the troubles, it is the same with the wisdom of Kabbalah in our time, the troubles and the exile have come upon us, brought us to forget it. And if there are people who do practice it, it is not in its favor, but rather harms it, for they did not receive it from a Kabbalist sage. Hence, in this generation, it is as King Solomon in exile, declaring, "I am the wisdom, and all the flavors of religion and Torah are in me, yet none believe it." But this is perplexing, for if it is a genuine wisdom, can it not display itself like all other wisdoms? It cannot. As King Solomon could not display his wisdom to the scholars at the place of his exile and had to come to Jerusalem, the place of the Sanhedrin, who learned and knew King Solomon and testified to the depth of his wisdom, so So it is with the wisdom of Kabbalah. It requires great sages who examine their hearts and study it for 20 or 30 years. Only then will they be able to testify to it. And as King Solomon could not prevent Asmodeus from sitting on his throne, pretending to be him until he arrived in Jerusalem, the sages of Kabbalah observe philosophic theology and complain that they have stolen the upper shell from their wisdom. Which Plato and his Greek predecessors had acquired while studying with the disciples of the prophets in Israel. And they have stolen elements from the wisdom of Israel and wore a cloak that is not their own. To this day, philosophic theology sits on the throne of Kabbalah, being heir under her mistress. And who would believe the sages of Kabbalah while others sit on their throne? It is as they did not believe King Solomon in exile, for they knew him to be sitting on his throne, meaning the demon Asmodeus. And as King Solomon had no hope of revealing the truth, for the wisdom is deep and cannot be revealed by testimony or by experimentation, except for those believers who dedicate themselves to it with their heart and soul. And just as the Sanhedrin did not recognize King Solomon as long as the falsehood of Asmodeus did not appear, Kabbalah cannot prove its nature and truthfulness, and no revelations will suffice for the world to know it before the futility and falsehood of theological philosophy that has taken its throne becomes apparent. Therefore, there was no such salvation for Israel when materialistic psychology appeared and struck theological philosophy on its head a lethal blow. Now, any person who seeks the Creator must bring Kabbalah back to its throne and restore its past glory.
Strong and it will grow stronger.
When Asmodeus was revealed, philosophy and all the other methods, it's clear that there's no other method that can explain what's happening in reality. Everything is deteriorating. But I don't see. It's the wisdom of Kabbalah remained a shining diamond of truth. There's no fake jewelry anyone can buy. And still, I don't see any demand for it.
There is no demand as well.
Look.
Who can come close to the wisdom of Kabbalah?
It's
one who truly was born with a desire that is strong, which is directed at the revelation of the Creator, where he doesn't depict to himself that he can live without discovering the true reality. And everything else, they agree to live as now, As if they were in the womb and they never left the womb. To shut the eyes. To get warmer, comfortable, feel good, and let it be that way. That's life. As if inside a dream. What's bad about that? Tell me.
I'm asking, we are teaching a global course. I'm translating it, I'm impressed that our best instructor is simultaneous translation to dozens of languages, and there are 500 new students there. It's not clear. What's next?
Mahala.
What's next? Humanity, as if, doesn't need any more than that. I don't know. Baruch Lam, as Rabash always said, had even less students.
Yeah, but what do we need to understand from that? The fact that we need to continue. I heard you in the talk. You have a 10. They asked you what you need to do, and it's clear that's what we need to do. But what beyond that?
Everything else depends on the upper force. Everything else depends on the upper force. But look at what it brings us. Such corporeal actions. In order to organize ourselves in Israel and in general, it's quite complicated. We need to see great corrections also in that.
So, anyone here in Israel today, I'm sure, feels a great deal of pain, but what to do with this pain? How to translate it into action?
It advances us. There are those that advance us in understanding, in feeling, and there are those that advance us in without understanding, without feeling. But just like that, they advance us.
Okay, thank you.
Rav, lama chumat ha-Kabbalah lo matzira al
atzma? Why does the wisdom of Kabbalah
declare that it rids a person of the suffering of the will to receive?
Because it frees a person from suffering. It gives a person advice. It doesn't free a person from suffering. It gives a person advice on how to progress. And the person chooses each time in such advice more and more. And then that is what progresses him.
Yeah, but it brings a person to adhesion, the Creator, all kinds of exalted things. But to present this package, how to present it to the public?
How can you? That's what he said in the beginning. I am Solomon. Can you present that before people who will accept it, who will understand it? Only those people who are already in connection with him and studied something from him, they revealed him and agreed with him.
Yeah, but you can't come to the people who are suffering and say to them, I'm Solomon. Say, I'm Solomon who can rid you of your problems.
They will not understand.
Why? All the people of Israel,
they won't believe. They won't believe.
I feel that to tell people to go for adhesion in the upper force, no one will do it. But if you tell them, come, I'll take it to solve your problems, all your torments of the will to receive, and if you can explain what is the will to receive.
Show me how you solve a problem.
Through connection.
Through connection.
Yeah, through this power and connection.
So they come to connection, and you make a group that studies the sources, and they start engaging in that, let's say for 10, 20 years.
Doesn't have to be 10, 20 years. I think pretty quickly people will feel a relief in their lives from the torments of the will to receive. The will to receive doesn't let people live.
They'll have it easier because they connect.
That's something else. Also the incorporation. I wanted to ask about it. Is the incorporation between those who can devote themselves to the wisdom and those who can only receive benefit for themselves? Will it not help and raise everyone to the next degree?
I don't know.
There's a problem in presenting the wisdom, how to present it. Present it more as something that will solve your problems.
Bala Sulam writes about that, so what?
Yeah, I feel like it's missing, this part of the presentation.
Physically?
No, how to present the wisdom of Kabbalah to the public, how to publicize it, market it.
So add.
I just got up and said what I think, but
we need to continue writing and adding to Bala Sulam and to Rabash as much as we are capable of doing so. And it could be that the small ones like ourselves, that we will find a solution. So that we'll be able to touch the hearts of the generation.
Thank you.
Yes.
תודה רב. בהמשך לאייל.
Following אייל.
אנחנו לומדים שבישראל.
We learn that.
זו תכונה טובה.
Shyness is a good quality.
וכנראה שיש הרבה בישנים בדור הזה.
And I guess there are many shy people in this generation who suffer great torments because of their shyness.
ויכול להיות אם בכיוון הזה שנפרסם.
And maybe if we publicize that shyness in the wisdom of Kabbalah is very good quality, that will draw a lot of people to the path.
הרב חושב שזה אפשרות.
The Rav think it's a good possibility.
לא יודע.
I don't know.
אני לא יודע. תמצא
מקורות. Find sources that at least somewhat hint about that. And then
ואז נמשיך.
We'll continue.
טוב חברים, כן ניב.
Okay, friends, yes, Niv.
There's the quote when we talk about pluralistic psychology that Baal Salam brings. So the study material team recommends to read it. It's from the Peace in the World by Baal Salam. He writes, the whole difficulty, it's on the screens, the whole difficulty lies in changing our nature from a desire to receive for ourselves to a desire to bestow upon others, as those two things deny one another. At first glance, the plan seems imaginary, as something that is above human nature. But when we delve into the matter, we will find that the whole contradiction from reception to oneself to bestowal upon others is nothing but psychological. For in fact, we do bestow upon others without benefiting ourselves.
אני מצטער. אני מצטער, יש לי כאן.
I'm sorry.
גם כן.
I have here.
צפון וואן.
As well.
שלום רב.
צפון וואן.
הלו רב. אנחנו בעיקר מפיצים בתקופה האחרונה את...
We mostly disseminate lately the idea that connection brings solution, salvation, and there are quotes that back it up, and we do a lot of work on, online. The problem is, the result that we see is that many people come instead of to us, to regular religion. The question is, do we treat it as an intermediary stage after which they come to us, or what would be the next state?
We're not against the usual opinion, meaning the regular Judaism.
But
certainly we need to increasingly explain to them
that
what we learn and why we are the foundation, the center of wisdom. That is all. We will try.
There's no change we have to do from the point of view of the message, that it will be aimed more at Kabbalah and less at regular belief that people have.
So write that to our managers who are responsible for dissemination, and we'll decide on that together.
Да, дорогой Рав, Хаверим, вот я имею прямое отношение к основателям социальной психологии, факультета социальной психологии Московского университета.
Quite close to the founders of this faculty of, say, social psychology in the University of Moscow, and they want to send their regards to you. And I want to give an example. One of the academics that founded the faculty spoke directly to her students that psychology has nothing more to offer people, but everything is found in the Torah. This is a direct quote from the management of the faculty.
Thank you for your comment. We wish for that in which the mind of everyone will be illuminated.
Schedule for today. Now we're going to go down to the hummus meal at 11:40 a.m. Talks about the path. 12, the afternoon lesson, and 2:30 p.m. the Friday meal.
When we're trapped inside ourselves and we're feeling lost, just want to break free at any cost. We feel the yearning, our heart starts burning, and we see above the desire. We walk through the fire, set us free. Let's raise.